So if someone has some doubts which prevent us from loving Krishna, in doubts about some sections of the Bhagavatam, what do we do? Yes, if there are specific doubts, then we can consult devotees who are specialists in those fields. And from that, we can get the doubts clarified. So Sadaput Prabhu has written a book on Vedic cosmography, which is quite helpful in reconciling, at least to some extent, the Bhagavatam's cosmology and the modern cosmology. See, there is the Bhagavatam's cosmology. We can talk about something is intelligible, something is acceptable. Intelligible means I understand where this is coming from. Acceptable means I accept it. So for many people in today's world, I'm not talking about devotees. First, let's talk about new people. Now, at least the Bhagavatam cosmology can become intelligible, where it is coming from. And then as we get our doubts clarified by asking specific questions from specific devotees, yeah, we'll say, okay, okay, from this perspective, it makes sense like this. So I would say if specific doubts are there, we have to find out devotees who are expert in that, those doubts, in those areas, and get the doubts addressed. And again, another thing is, it is also, it will vary according to individual to individual. It's when we are studying Bhagavatam, sometimes it happens that okay, this sixth chapter doesn't make sense to me. But what do? I just move on and I go to the next session. It's not necessary that even when we study any subject in school, in college, is it that we don't study anything next step unless I understand this? No, sometimes there are so many sections we just skip, study something else and move on. So we may have to go through many readings before we understand it. But if, as you said, if there are some doubts that are preventing one from loving Krishna, then one has to associate with some devotee and get the doubts clarified. But the point is that the doubts also grow depending on how much attention we give to them. The more I think about a doubt, it will grow. It is said that we should doubt our doubts and believe our beliefs. But sometimes what happens, we believe our doubts and we doubt our beliefs. So the more we think about something, sometimes our mind just goes there again and again and again, in spite of our not wanting to. Then we may have to get it addressed. But to whatever level we have got it addressed, after that, you know, we focus on that which gives us belief and helps us move towards Krishna. Okay, thank you. Yes, Mataji. Yes.